Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
If it be a video.
Okay, now we can stop talking shit.
I mean, we could.
We're going to not talk shit.
There's so many people with those types of specials. It's so easy to avoid. It's two people, I think.
Yeah.
Three.
With crowd work specials?
Yeah.
You just got to cut. It's just got
to
be better.
Stop. I don't think you should get to call those specials. Yeah. You can just call them sessions.
Are we recording now?
Yeah. I think everything is fun and good, and I think everything and anyone's
it's
ever...
It's not special. It's not special. Special means you've worked on this.
Yeah, but
five people have specials.
I think
I'm not saying it has to be good. I'm just saying it should be things you've been working at.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I just mean like nobody's specials are even that anticipated anymore.
I think there's very few.
That's not the
few.
Point I'm making.
The point you're making is that it's not good.
No, the point I'm making is that you just went up that night and whatever happens.
Yeah.
Whereas I like the idea of like, oh, here's what I've been working on and I'm presenting that to you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Like it's like a work of art, not a...
Yeah.
I've just like...
Which I'm not saying it's not a skill. It's very impressive when people are very good at it. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a special.
I agree.
But I think qualifying it as a... crowd work special, it puts it in a, it's like a live, it's like a live record.
Fair point.
I think that's,
oh, if, that's a good, yeah.
I think if you're like, this is my special, you'd be like, what the fuck, dude? You're doing a set.
Yeah.
But if you're like, this is, I went out and intentionally only did crowd work.
Okay,
like,
fair point.
Then I think it's like.
Also that it wasn't hyped up at all.
Yeah. There's no.
There was no promotional robot.
No.
There's like, hey, we shot this thing. You want to see it? Mm-hmm. Like that I think is different.
Yeah. I never get to, I mean, I've done crowd work like twice in the last year. And the last time was at Skankfest because I bombed at Kill Tony upstairs. Like, bombed.
Dude, do you think it was the worst?
Worst what?
Your worst bomb?
Kind of. It's a minute long, but, like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, cool. Now Ari Shaffir gets to be rude to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this.
And then I went downstairs. I had to sit downstairs, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to talk to you guys. I'm like, has anyone talked to you guys? I'm like, no. I'm like, okay. I just fucking... had fun.
Yeah.
And this one guy, I remember this one guy had a knee injury or something. Yeah. And he's like,
Discus guy, right?
Or no, rugby guy.
Oh, was it? I was fucking, because I was thinking of the fans at Skankfest and how little athletes
funny.
They are.
That's right. he had a knee injury. And like, what happened to your knee? He's like, I blew out my knee doing something. I'm like, oh, did your knee take you on a date or something? And like, I made a purposely bad joke. And then I was like, because the blow, I thought of dick and a penis. And then it was like stupid. And like,
okay.
I feel fine now. But like,
for sure.
I never get to do crowd work.
I thought you were going to say I never get to bomb, and I was like, that's not true.
That's the only thing I get to do.
I'm allowed to bomb all the time.
That's what we're allowed to do.
I don't do much of it in like alt rooms, I don't think. I when I'm in a good alt show that's like set up well,
mm-hmm.
I like to be able to like do really like long bits and kind of like something that I don't get to do that often,
uh-huh.
that I know they're going to like and listen to.
Yeah, because you think they're more apt to like going on the journey with you a little bit.
Yeah.
At the club, I love comedy clubs. I prefer comedy clubs. But having said that, the clubs, they're from Poland. From Poland.
Yeah.
And even worse, Michigan. Like they're even more foreign land.
Yeah.
But like, so you kind of have to keep like tapping them like, okay, again, and like you have to, you can't let it be, it can't be too much of like, this is my journey.
Yeah.
Which,
right,
like,
fair,
in an alt room, they'll kind of listen to your journey.
Yeah.
And I like to let a bit that, like, needs to take longer to kind of.
Yeah,
get
yeah. There is a point where a room gets too alternative, though,
mm-hmm.
for me. And it's like, I've done multiple, so many shows where it's like art, like, the whole crowd is like art people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they take it in as a performance.
Ugh.
Instead of.
Dude.
Like comedy,
jokes?
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
just are like watching you, and then at the end they clap,
dude.
And you're like, no, laugh at the points where
dude,
that I wrote.
Dude, Joey had a show in Bushwick, and it was all his friends from acting school,
oh.
and it was like packed, like 50 actors.
Oh my god!
And I was like, I had no idea if I was doing well. All I know is every punchline got an applause break, but I got very few laughs.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I bombed.
Yeah, I can't tell.
It was like they. I would just do something, and they would all start clapping, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like, this is bizarre.
You can tell a joke happened, but you're not willing to laugh at it.
Yeah,
we
I was,
agree.
I was
that
so
a joke
confused.
Is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a...
No,
I did like a weird show in a you know how like nice sky not sky rises yeah sky rise buildings like nice
apartment buildings
will have like a communal space.
Yeah,
I did a show there last or 2 weeks ago that was like that moment was like asked to go do it.
Yeah,
basically, and we go there, no one's doing that well. It's like physically the worst room for comedy.
Yeah.
Super high ceilings. It's like a rec room basically. There's like a wooden pool, a ping pong table, and it's all windows, and the train is passing right next to it.
Oh, I love that.
And the microphone is not working.
Dude, this is perfect.
Which I don't mind a no microphone. I hate
no microphone just because I'm like, what, hands?
Yeah.
So you either like put your hands at your side like a fucking psycho, or you like,
yeah.
Do like you ever watch like a late night set and you're like, oh, you're like a real microphone comedian,
yeah.
And then you
yeah.
see it and they're like, yeah. And you're like, you don't know what to do with your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as you get rid of the microphone, everybody has to become Italian.
And I'm doing this. Two comics that are funny before me don't do that well.
Yeah.
And then I don't do that well. And then after the show, the guy, the booking guy, is like, oh, thanks so much, guys. Yeah, they're not. None of them really speak English. I was like, tell me that beforehand.
Oh, God.
It's brutal.
Dude, I fucking ate shit the other night on that show we did together.
Oh, but we went to Asbury Park.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hags.
Yeah. You've done it before, right?
Yeah.
I like that show a lot.
What happened that night, though?
So that night, I've done the show probably four, five, six times.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And I'm
never going back there.
Oh, really?
It's so far,
but I like it. And also, I'm like a fucking glutton for punishment. It was also like, this is the first time I've done it since I started having to wake up at 7:30 in the morning for work.
Uh-huh.
I would do it when I was dog walking and I'd had to be at work at 12 or on the block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like I could get up at 11 and I'm like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But so we, there's always a band first and then the show.
It's like a punk bar.
Yeah, it's a punk bar. Like
I like the venue. I like the physical venue.
Is cool, yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was a band played first, and it was their first show. So, like, all of their friends are there. It's packed.
Yeah.
And then they are not particularly interested in comedy after that. And I was supposed to go second,
mm-hmm.
and I got bumped to third, which I'm like, I couldn't care. I could never care less. It's like, as long as I can make my train, I don't care. But the comic that went up before me
mm-hmm.
was very not good.
Mm-hmm.
And
aggressively not good.
Doing a lot of kind of crowd work, but more like aggressively asking questions.
It's cowardly, where it's like, do you guys also do this?
Yeah.
And it's like, just do the joke.
Yeah. Do the joke or ask the question.
Yeah.
Totally.
And
not diving into it when they answer. Like,
they'll start their bit, but like, it's like, why are
no,
you
no, but I mean, like, when they ask, do they go down a road based on the response?
No.
Then don't ask.
Don't.
Yeah. Just being like, oh, cool, I do this.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you don't need the answer then.
No, yeah.
But so after, I think it was a mixture of after their set, people not wanting that to happen to them anymore, and having already seen three comedians,
mm-hmm.
everyone, like, while I'm being introed, a lot of people are starting to, like, walk out.
Yeah.
And talking.
Like the second he got on stage, everyone's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, the woman. Oh, my God.
There was like a really drunk woman in the front, kind of talking at me, but also just talking loudly to her friend. And it was in a way that it was like, I couldn't ignore it. But I think everyone knew her.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't even be like, shut up. Like, stop.
Because no, they wouldn't even be on your side.
Yeah, no one was on. Yeah. Like, the first time I addressed it, people thought it was kind of like, people laughed.
Yeah.
But then after that, people were probably, I think people were annoyed that I kept addressing it. Mm-hmm. But it was also like, I can't not.
I have to.
Address it. It's throwing me off. I can't finish a joke.
No.
Yeah.
She's like talking loudly in the middle of a setup.
Totally.
And I'm
Dude.
Like, God. Fucking have. So it's like, it was just a thing where it was like, at one point I was like, I've been doing this for too long.
Please.
Like, I literally, like, on stage, I was like, I can't do another thing. Like, I already tried to skateboard. I already tried to play in bands, and now I'm doing comedy. There's nothing left.
You get like existential about comedy
quickly.
Yeah, immediately.
You're like, this is the last thing I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
This will be the last thing in my life that I try.
It's this or landscaping.
Yeah,
that's it.
And I'm not gonna try very hard.
No. So I think it was also like, you know, listen, was the bomb my fault? Maybe. Probably not. But also, it wasn't even really like I did fine.
Dude, there's like, that show. There's always like a couple people in that crowd who are like so drunk where you're like, you need to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
This is like unbelievable.
Yeah. But it's like that venue. I love just like performing at that venue. Yeah. And the guys that run the show are so nice and so great. And it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, if you like, oh, you want me to perform at your show and you know, pay me enough money that my train ticket doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't lose money on it. Why not? But it's also like, oh, this fucking...
We got home at 2 a.m.
Yeah. That's the thing where I always forget that there's a train at like 9 and then a train at like 11:15.
Yeah.
So you're like...
Why is that gap there?
Yeah. Why don't you run all the time?
Yeah.
They had me like headline that show and like I was like, oh, cool. I get to like video and do a long set. And right as they were bringing me up, like, oh, you're headlining. You're from New York. Blah, blah, blah. The bartender was drunk, set something on fire... Brings out a fire extinguisher as they're going, he came from New York. You've heard him on Sirius XM. And he literally starts extinguishing,
Jesus
like full
Christ.
On fire extinguisher, extinguishing the fire. So then I got up there, and of course, now I just have to be like, hey, man, like, what? What was lit on fire because of you? Like, I have to address it.
Yeah.
And it's like the crowd's down to talk. Obviously, we all want to know.
Yeah,
we
want to know.
Like, everyone's ready to laugh at that. And he's like, bro, chill. Like, my boss is here.
Like, you're the one. Yeah.
Did he not see the giant cloud of extinguisher smoke? Like,
dude,
what are you
cool about?
Dude,
this.
Be a guy.
I was like, if your boss doesn't know that that just happened, then that means he's blind or asleep. Like, what are you?
He's really bad at being a boss.
Yeah.
How hard do you think he's paying attention to my comedy?
Yeah.
He did not see that.
I wanted to be like, dude, your boss doesn't care that you did that. He hired you.
He knew what he was getting.
Yeah. But it's always there. It's like, but I love the guys that are on the show.
Yeah.
Fun
shout
show.
Out to JC and Joe.
They're fucking rock. I'm sorry.
I know we're just like.
No, I don't think we're shitting on the show.
No,
I think the show is. Every other time I've done the show, I've felt like. I had a good set. This was worth it.
We keep making sure, like, the general consensus is we love this show, but, like, everything we're saying, we're like, everybody that goes to it is retarded. Like,
that's like... Anyways, that bar is stupid and ugly.
And drunk and, like, bad at their job. Nah.
I just think it's one of those places where it's, like, there's kind of no rules,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's fun to have a show there.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get good stories out of that place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you know Justin Flanagan?
Yeah.
I love watching him go out
there.
I haven't
seen him in a while.
I'll see him go out there. He's great.
Yeah. I think he's just like living in New Jersey.
Yeah,
having like a nice life.
Yeah, he told me he's done with the like pursuit.
Oh, okay.
He's just doing comedy because he likes it and he's good at it.
Yeah.
But like he works for FedEx and he's in like a union or something.
Dude, you gotta get
and
a
he
union.
Like is engaged
yeah.
and
yeah,
like
yeah.
seems to be enjoying his
he's
life.
Gonna get married and have kids and own a house and have a job with a pension.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And hey, cheers to him.
Cheers to Justin Flanagan.
And last night, I almost lost my voice screaming, I'm 31 years old on the dance floor of a party.
Dude, that place. I told Ismail, I was like, I had an idea for what this party was going to look like. And I was like, in the back of my head going, of course, this is like hyperbolic. Like, that's not what it's going to look like. And then we got in there and it was exactly
it was
what
exactly
I was
it.
Like. I was like, this is going to look like. Because in my head, I'm like, dude, it's not going to like look like a fucking Sofia Coppola movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
like, it's not going to. And then I got in there. I was like, no, they're using the same like camera lens
for
my eyes.
Yeah. It's like they just turn over a piece of glass.
Yeah.
Like, oh, interesting.
I was like, why? Who tinted my eyes red?
Rose lighting. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. And the worst DJ that's ever existed.
Dude.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And listen, I used to DJ poorly at a lot of places.
Yeah.
And I think I've done better than that guy.
Yeah.
You probably have.
But I know the hits.
Yeah.
Just play the hits, man. Stop trying to impress people.
I know, dude. He would play one and then he'd play like, we're not gonna take it.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
It's like weird Italo disco and then fucking Twisted Sisters. Like, pick a lane.
Yeah,
right?
Either do a full Italo disco set.
Yeah.
And then this is the vibe.
Because I know what you
this
are.
This is the vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then he just threw in fucking blood fucking shoes, whatever that got the what's her name? Cardi B song.
Oh,
and it's like,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
what
yeah.
is this?
Yeah.
Where are you
yeah,
going?
Yeah, yeah. Have a vibe or
yeah.
don't.
If,
or don't do it.
All right,
or don't
let's
do
say
it.
You put on the Cardi B song and everyone's in it. Oh, if you want it, everyone's like
you
dancing.
You can hear
and yelling,
people singing it.
Yelling, singing, jumping, fucking whatever. You can't, like, just let it be that. You can't then
yeah,
be like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
will always.
Yeah. Do your fucking art somewhere else.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Like, just fucking, fucking play Cardi B. Play Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Play Lil Pump.
Yeah, and, dude, right?
And everyone will just, like, have a good time. And
dude.
It's like, oh, is it the highest form of
right?
art?
It's DJ.
It's
yeah.
DJ.
Is there anything?
No, but DJing dude. Can be, like.
Fair.
It can be like a whole thing if you're good at it.
If you go to yeah. see a DJ, yes.
Yeah.
If it's a birthday
but,
party, no.
Dude,
just
there
fucking,
is
yeah,
a wedding or a party DJ. What could be nothing? Almost nothing in life is worse than when like a party DJ is trying to put medicine in your applesauce.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You
come
know
on.
When he's like,
yeah,
when he's
yeah, yeah.
like, I know you're loving the Kodak Black, but let's give you a little something to think about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like,
put a documentary in this shit. Get
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah, yeah. That's like if I like when I'm. DJing, which is very rare and poorly done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know what people want to hear.
Yeah.
yeah.
No. If people are like, hey, Mike, come over and play. Let me come over to your house and you play some of your records.
Uh-huh.
And I go like, okay,
uh-huh.
here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
Here's the shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
here's the shit that I'm like, this is fucking makes your mind different. Yeah. Fucking dumb shit. But it's like, oh, people are trying to have fun. You're like, fucking,
yeah.
I know what 22-year-old NYU
oh,
graduates want to hear. Gang of Four.
Dude, right?
They're like, not even a little.
Dude, right? No one's trying to finger each other to James Taylor. Like,
not the people at this party.
No, definitely.
But other people.
I was dancing sexually out of spite at a couple points. I'm like, no, I'll fucking do it. I'll fucking grind my dick to anything.
And that was the thing. You know my stance on having fun.
Yep.
I don't do it.
No, thank you.
But I
that's your stance on fun?
Not for me. And like that kind of
to
fun.
Each his own and not to me.
Yeah, like that kind of fun is not for me.
Yeah,
but last night I was like, I thought I was going to miss the party.
Yeah.
Because I was like on Long Island. And I got back with like enough time to like come meet up with everyone. Like it, I thought everyone was gonna get there a lot earlier because I'm like a fucking dork. And I'm like, this party said it starts at 10.
Yeah,
like, fucking whoever shows up at 10.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I'm gonna miss the party. I was like, okay, all my friends are there. We're gonna have fun. I'm gonna go in with a good attitude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have some fucking fun. And I immediately saw like 3 ex-girlfriends. And then the fucking DJ sucked. And I was like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm trying.
Dude, Diego said that to my girlfriend. He was like, there's too many people in this room that I've had sex with.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he's like, it's really making me uncomfortable.
And then you're like, oh, the person behind you. I'm like. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh wait, no, I meant the person behind you.
Yeah. He literally like he said it and he was looking at someone and then he was like, yeah, and I was like, oh, the person behind you, and he turned around and he's like looked at me like ready for me to be wrong and he goes, you hurt too. Yeah.
Dude, it was literally like it felt like a Vietnam movie and I'm like, all right, there's a lot of landmines here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I gotta just step in the right spot.
Yeah.
But it was like a collection of women I've sexually disappointed. And I just like wanted to be like, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to be like, okay, hey, can you tell her I did a good job with you?
Yeah.
Can you tell her that with us was fine, but you not good? That's,
yeah.
That's an in-between thing.
And it's a...
That's not me thing.
It's a vibe thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex is a vibe thing, you know? Hi, I'm sorry.
For, yeah.
And hi, this is kind of your fault. And us, it was good, but your personality is bad. What are you going to do?
If I can do it again? No.
That's a great thing about dating a girl long distance is every time you fuck, you're kind of killing it to some degree. Because
yeah.
she just having sex alone
in itself
is
yeah.
awesome for her
and, then
and you.
If you put in, like, what I assume, here's the thing. I've never been a woman having sex with a man.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah. So I don't know the amount of, I lost
the thought, the idea.
No, just like
the,
No. That's another argument we've already.
He
had
knows
on the
exactly
podcast.
Wrong.
I have sex, mm-hmm. and it seems to with some
uh-huh.
with the people that I have had good sex with, because I'm putting the same amount
You're
of effort.
You're speaking
in.
Like a lawyer, trying not to get in trouble with anything.
Am I or am I not a lawyer?
That's a good point.
I'm
not working law office.
But I feel like I put in the same amount of effort with everyone, unless I'm not trying.
Okay.
There's two levels with me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying or not trying.
Okay, interesting.
And if it's not trying, I'm like, why am I?
What makes you not try with someone?
I don't know. I'm fucking had a lot of bread.
Okay.
Had a lot of bread.
A lot of bread.
Dude, you like courtroom style defending how you have sex?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like, ipso facto, I've got that good dick.
It's just me not wanting to say that I'm good at sex because I don't know.
Sure.
But I feel like I know.
I adamantly believe that no man is good at sex. I feel like you have ups and downs, like moments.
Make it on one of those
like
podcasts.
Like I mean, like it's every, like I said, with the certain, some women it's just fucking nothing. Like I did nothing to her. And some women are very fine with it.
Yeah.
It's like it's
I think
difficult.
It's almost instantly you're like, oh fuck no, this is not gonna work.
Yeah.
Okay, so like
it's like getting on stage. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna really have to work for this one. This is gonna have to be like you have to dig in your heels a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all right. So when you're having sex with a woman, the what's not fun about that for you is when the girl's not enthusiastic enough. Usually from my experience.
Yeah, I would say enthusiastic enough. I feel like I'm not doing it right to her. I'm not hitting her buttons. Like yeah. I just feel like I'm.
And there's no direction.
Dude, yeah, dude.
If because I've had a thing where I'm like, oh, I'm feel like I'm bombing at sex.
Yeah,
and then she's like, hey, why don't you do this, this, or this? Then I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, yeah, I'll fucking do that thing. Get hard. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
I feel like to fuck a woman well, you have to kind of be like someone who cracks a safe. It's a lot of listening and like twisting and turning. Like, all right, what about this? And
you're like,
okay, yeah, right.
Three back. This way? Okay.
Until she gave you directions, you were just dry humping with your jeans.
Yeah. I have my dick between the bed and the box spring, and I'm just like, bah, bah, bah. She's like, that's not a woman. And I'm like, who says? But
God,
I feel like, But I feel like sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm putting in like the minimal amount of effort here and this is going well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And thank you.
That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Sometimes it clicks.
I like to go heavy on the foreplay because I feel like you're kind of hedging. You're
like,
you got to hedge your bets.
Like making her listen to your podcast or what? Like foreplay? Like,
showing her all your t-shirts?
Yeah. Oh. The specific YouTube videos you have saved. Do you also show your girlfriend the Wendy's chili training video?
Yeah, the songs?
Chili's can be served with cheese? Come on. It's a fucking foreplay, man.
Just making my girlfriend like and subscribe.
Hey, could you retweet real quick?
Yeah. That's what's hard. I'm fucking hard. Let's go. Oh, foreplay. You mean whatever you do until you get hard?
Until you get hard.
And then it's time for sex.
And now it's time for the sex. Like handshaking. Letting her in the door.
Yeah, seeing the movie.
God, I used to waste so much time with the movie.
Watching the whole movie?
Yeah, I think once I watched two movies until I made a move with a girl.
Oh, really?
I felt so bad. Like
I had the opposite once. I was in the deepest depression of my life, and this woman came over, and I was
Why
like...
Why are you laughing?
Sorry, this is such a funny way to
I
was falling apart as a person.
I was literally... couldn't have been sadder. And this woman's like, it was my ex-girlfriend, like we had broken up like years before, and she's like, I want to have sex, and I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, whatever, come over. I don't want it. And she came over and I literally made her watch the entire Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Oh my god,
because I wanted to watch the ending. And I sat like as far away as possible.
Jesus,
dude. I've told people this before, but the first time I got a blowjob, I was 16 and the girl was like just much more sexually experienced than me, and I like, she just told me she was coming over to my house to do that while my parents weren't home, so I put on Kung Fu Panda. And I put on Kung
the
Fu
most
Panda.
Erotic of panda films.
Yeah. And I she started blowing me at the beginning of the big final battle between the
are you under
giant.
The impression that we have seen Kung Fu Panda?
You've never seen Kung Fu Panda?
What?
Well, the story is over then.
I thought I was talking to people with culture.
No, we are the preeminent culture.
Yeah, podcast.
She started blowing me at the beginning of the battle, and I came so fast that by the time we were all cleaned up, we were still watching the same fight scene.
That's very funny.
Yeah, man. What are you gonna do? It's your first time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wasn't geared up.
No.
Did you show up early to that party last night? Did you show up too early?
No. I got there at like 1:30.
Yeah. But you said you were worried that people were going to show up right on time.
I was worried.
So that they were going to be done by the time
I got
there.
They were
going
to be gone by the time I got there.
Ah.
So like, because I know Diego does not like to stay out late usually. Yeah. So I was afraid that, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't like scared. Like, oh, I'm like losing.
Oh, no.
But I was going to be like, oh, Diego's going to be gone. It's going to be. But I texted Lily at like midnight and she was like, oh, I'm on the way now. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
perfect. Then I'll fucking. Yeah,
and then she texted me that you were coming. I'm like, oh, then I'm staying.
Yeah.
Dude, you know Sam J?
Yeah.
When she was like big in Boston when I started, and then she had like a going away party, and she invited me and my two friends, and we were like the only comics outside of her like two super close friends that got invited, and we kind of knew it was like a family barbecue going away party.
Mm-hmm.
And in this town called Brockton outside of Boston, and we kind of knew we were going to be the only white people at the event, so we were like, let's try to be cool, let's show up. Like, she said 7, and she was like, and we were like, let's be cool and let's show up at like 8. And it was like the middle of the summer, and we get there, and it was literally the three of us, Sam J and her immediate family.
Oh my god!
And like, but the place was set up like it was for 70 people. We drove an hour down there.
Oh,
the sun is still out,
god.
And we literally, these three like doofy looking, I was at the time 19. These three like goofy looking like 19-year-old white kids walk into an immediate black family's family time with a case of Bud Light. It was like the most embarrassingly white thing, and like. And like she was so, she didn't even roast us about it. She was just like, she knew how bad of a look it was that she like, she smoothed it over.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, oh, you brought beer? Cool.
Great. You know how black people love Bud Light.
I know, dude.
Can't get enough of
God,
stuff.
God, we showed up. We literally looked like we were showing up to the Daytona 500.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was so sad.
Just a lot of koozies.
Yeah.
That's the thing with parties. You don't know, like, because our assumption is like, oh, don't be on time. You got to be a little late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's not like that, you're like, oh shit, I missed everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, this whole, I haven't been really drinking, and this whole not drinking at party, I liked that. That
was, it's
actually,
fun, right?
It was,
I mean,
nice.
It's not fun, but
it's, I think it's, I've talked about this a bunch. It's fun.
But don't say that.
I just feel like I hate if I feel like I'm repeating myself on the podcast.
No, who gives a shit? No one listens.
I feel like there's a real, fuck it. Yeah. That's true. There's like yesterday someone was like, I like, oh, Nick came over and saw the clock on the wall, the little time clock.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, listen, I don't want to be rude, but do people listen to your podcast? And I was like, I think so. Uh-huh. I refuse to check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My buddy's a producer for a podcast, and he was like, yeah, they're going to start a Patreon. He's not on the podcast. He's a producer. He's like, yeah, they're going to start a Patreon soon. And I was like, oh, cool, man. Do they have enough? They got enough fans for a Patreon? And he's just like, no.
No, what are you doing?
Just like smiley, just like, oh,
no. No, but you started, and then it's there,
and then who knows.
But you're talking about going to parties, so,
oh yeah, there's like a cutoff where it's like time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like last night, I think we stayed a little too late.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like I had only been there for like an hour and a half or so.
Yeah,
but it was like I got there and it was, people were at the level of drunk where I'm like, I cannot be around them anymore. Like,
yeah,
that fucking woman,
dude.
So I walk in and
different,
I'm like,
different woman.
You're not talking about the one,
no,
who is coming up to us on the dance floor.
No.
Okay, so he told me the story. You guys have to tell it. It's fucking crazy. But I walk in and this woman, like,
watch her do it.
I'm walking into the hallway towards the dance floor.
Yeah.
And she is behind me and like pushing,
like hard,
like shoving me. And
this
I'm like,
great, like
literally,
a
I turn around
player.
Like, oh, I'm gonna get into a fight.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was some guy fucking like starting shit for no reason, or
yeah,
or like one of you guys fucking with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah,
something.
A joke.
Like somebody like pushing me to be like, I'm gonna get Mike to see how mad he is when he turns around. And I turn around like with my hand,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
fucking cocked. And it's just some woman, and I'm like,
a little woman in a flower dress.
Yeah, and I'm like, do you want to go around me?
Yeah. So she gets around Mike, and I'm behind Mike. She gets around Mike and like bends down to talk to Rachel, and I just push her. I just go,
But then I'm standing over in that corner by the bathroom, like, you know, in the hallway where like,
yeah,
people were sitting and the bathrooms were right there.
For sure.
So like I'm walking towards the dance floor, and then she comes the other way and pushes me again.
So funny.
And I'm like, did I do something to you?
Dude.
What happened?
Ugh.
And I just think it was a thing where it was like everyone was drunk and like being like, it's a fucking party!
That's also, yeah, I think that's the like the stereotypical entitled 23-year-old girl thing where,
yeah,
like, no, I can do and say whatever I want. No one will do anything. It's like I'll fucking punch you in the titty. I don't give a shit.
I'll fucking,
dude,
make you drink out of the toilet in front of your friends. Fucking push me.
I'll cut your hair at this party.
I'll fucking do the jackass come up behind you with the buzzer.
Oh my god. Yeah.
We were on the dance floor. So it was Luke,
dude,
myself.
Oh, by the way, this is Luke Tumar.
Oh, Luke Tumar's here. Welcome to the Little
guys?
Time Podcast.
Like, this is a little time. I'm
30 minutes in, I get
like,
an intro.
Yeah,
like, we love you so much for listening. Luke, Joey, and myself are kind of in a little triangle talk, like,
yeah,
dance talking.
The boys.
The boys, as you would. The boys triangle.
The boys.
And all of a sudden, this fucking girl appears in the middle of, in between us, looking at her phone, and we're all like, oh, weird. And then, like, she, like, looks up and starts, like, saying a long sentence that I catch one or three words out of.
But not two.
Not two.
It was one or three.
One or three. It's odd numbers I get.
I mean, there's, like, rap songs blaring in the back. Yeah. Like, it's like, sun is down, where's the car? And she's literally so the other day, like, talking to Diego. She's never met Diego before.
Wait, what? And then, like, I lean in to listen to her, and she's, like, texting, and she's like, just keep, the only words I keep getting, like, understanding are, like, keep doing you, don't leave, keep doing you, I'm texting, don't leave. That's all I keep, like, getting. Yeah. And a lot of words in between that. And I go, okay. And in my head, I'm like, oh, she's just a drunk girl texting.
Yeah.
She'll leave in a second. And she just stays there for a while.
Jesus Christ. Ugh.
She's just talking again, and she's like, this is so hard to text. I'm like, do you need help texting? What do you want me to say? She goes, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just do you. Just stop. Just don't leave. Do you. And I'm like, okay. And I lean over to Joey. I'm like, hey, in 10 seconds, let's just walk away from this.
Yeah.
So we walk away, and we get to like where the opening area is to get into the dance floor where the bathrooms are. And I see tall Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monas.
Monas, Jesus Christ.
How could you not?
And I start talking to him, and the girl runs up in front of me and goes, that's not cool that you did that. I wanted you to just do you. And I was like, I don't know, whatever. It was so weird.
You're like, what are you saying?
I don't know you.
Dude, that's how, like, I look like.
Just push me.
The best part is, like, Diego, because, like, you don't drink, you came over to us, and, like, you were, I would be like, wow, that girl's acting crazy, but you were just, like, couldn't believe that someone's brain was working like that.
Yeah.
You were just talking to us, you're like, she wasn't making any sense. She wasn't saying anything. Like, in his, because in your mind, like, you knew she was drunk, but it was basically like a schizophrenic person came up to you and was just spewing nonsense.
Yeah, literally what it felt like.
Because in my mind, I'm like, I know what I'm doing at all times.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in control.
Why wouldn't you know what you're doing? It's like, oh, because people allow themselves to have fun sometimes.
Only cowards let go.
No.
Hold on to everything.
Why would I ever let go?
I'm like, go make a boyfriend so I can beat him up right now. Go fucking start kissing a boy so I can hit him.
I'm taking every emotion directly to the face at all times.
Absolutely.
Why don't you?
Just
and they're like, I don't want to. And I'm like, yeah, fucking, I don't want to do a lot of things.
Dude, the other night I bombed so bad that I was weird. My friend and I were like, dude. Eat it.
Fucking asking for seconds.
Dude, I was talking, we were saying, like, my buddy and I were saying, like, oh, when you do well on stage, like, girls are like, you could tell they're into you. And I was like, I had just bombed. And I was like, I bombed, and I saw the girl in a pizza shop after the show, and she looked at me with this look. She's like, oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
I was like, she was sad about like my existence.
She wanted to buy you a slice.
Oh, yeah.
I had at Hags the other night, after I got off stage, some guy was like, he shook my hand and was like, thank you for that. And I went, what? What? Huh? Why? For that?
Yeah.
No. No, I had like three jokes that hit.
Yeah.
And a bunch more that didn't. Like, what are you? Dude, just standing there waiting at the punchline.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
All right.
Okay.
That's what
this is. This is the part that's funny, though.
Yeah. And then that's it.
I like when I threatened everyone. That was fun for me to do.
I like to threaten people on the stage.
Dude, I was saying, though, she was like, I was like, I bombed so badly that, like, not only does that girl, like, is she not interested in having sex with me, like, she's not going to fuck her boyfriend. I'm like, later tonight there's going to be a guy in Staten Island jerking off because I bombed.
Yeah, because you
were like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
I can't have sex. I'm so sad.
I'm so sad. I don't know.
He's like, come on, baby, try to fuck. She's like, the host wasn't present in the room. Like,
he just didn't read the vibe.
Everything
well.
Fell flat.
He kept asking people where they were from, and they all kept saying New York. And he went like, oh, me too. And then that was it.
Yeah, like, where am I from or where do I live? Because it's a different question. I don't know what they mean.
It's like, oh, why are you asking so many questions?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
All right. We got some segments.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're going to get into this
one.
You
guys did segments.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking
do a lot of shit, dude.
Apologize.
The first one we're going to get into is a little trip to the
Energy Drink Corner.
Hey, hello.
Energy Drink Corner.
It's the Energy Drink Corner.
This week, another weird one. Okay. it's called Clear Cut Focus, but spelled PH.
Does it fuck with your pH balance in your body?
Fucks with your pH balance. It has caffeine and L-theanine. 75 milligrams of caffeine from tea, zero sugar, zero calories.
I'm tired of drinking energy water.
Yeah, pure refreshment. I want lasers in my body.
Yeah.
Notes from Nature's Laboratory. What? Okay. There's some handwriting on the back that makes it look like one of those letters to Penthouse things.
The Penthouse Forum?
Yeah. Naturally energizing sparkling water. That's what it is. Another fucking sparkling.
Not only did you wait a half hour to give me an intro, you didn't explain this segment at all.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, we try an energy drink.
What is going on?
We all drink from...
You don't listen to the podcast, dude?
Just listening to you give off nutrition facts.
Yeah. Oh, we all drink from the same can to... really bond our friendship.
It's pretty sick.
That's what this is. We've concocted a segment about energy drinks or whatever just so we can share a can with our friends.
With our boys.
Put our lips on the same piece of metal.
Mm-hmm. Honestly,
and this is blood blood energy. Blood orange flavored.
Okay, but blood energy.
Blood energy is kind of fun. I'm going to take a sip.
All right, take a sip. Let's see. Oh, man, you drink it fucking bad. You're bad at drinking stuff. oh no!
Yeah, that looked painful.
It definitely tastes like water with things in it.
Yeah, okay.
Right. It feels like you got some
energy seltzer.
Energy seltzer. It's LaCroix with like a shampoo aftertaste.
Oh, good.
Oh yeah. I've gotten soap in my mouth before, man. I know.
Yeah, it's very. It feels soapy.
I know what that taste is.
Yeah. It has a weird. A strain out of the face.
Dude, come on.
This
man.
Is a bad one.
Dude, that's so
Leif, drink
bad.
This bad drink.
You go, Leif. You remember you saw three people not like it?
Leif's going to love it.
Of course he is.
Like, oh, it tastes like a chipmunk I love once.
once from the earth. Also to me.
Are you like a nature-y, outdoorsy guy?
That's kind of the joke we have for him. There it is. Oh, man. Two, maybe.
Yeah,
one?
Oh, yeah, we rated on a scale of 1 to 5 lightning bolts.
5 is what you would purchase again with your own money.
And, like, fucking chug it.
And 1 is, like...
fucking trash.
I mean, it's got to be 1.
1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's bad, man.
I hate that.
It tastes like it tastes like... when you have a glass of soda with ice in it and all the ice melts, and then you're like, I don't want to – and you like chug the end before you put
this
cup in the sink.
Feels like carbonated perfume.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Bath and Body Works, the energy drink.
Yeah.
It tasted unfinished.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no, the flavor.
You need sugar.
It's like we put the vitamins and stuff in, and then, you know, of course, we put, like, some nice stuff to make it taste good.
Yeah, and then they're like,
the flavor!
Come on! Just put writing on the can.
Should we call
them? The flavor stuff rolled off the truck on the way to the factory, and the guy's like, dude, fucking, honestly, nobody's going to know. Just don't tell the boss.
Just write out this job until it fucking ends.
How much is, like, a decent amount of caffeine in an energy drink?
I don't know.
I know, like, 90.
It says 75 grams.
Less than a cup of coffee.
It says three cups of tea.
But it's about 3/4 of a cup of coffee.
Okay.
All right. Tea. Gay coffee.
Gay coffee.
Oh, no.
I love that you have a sound voice. Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, no.
That's our problematic sound.
Yeah.
Drop. That's the word.
We go, oh, no.
What's your problematic sound?
Yeah. So I'm going to give it a hard one.
Yeah.
One?
One.
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 I'm going 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Leif. The Switzerland of this segment.
God, what a fucking awful.
If it had more caffeine, I would actually, I enjoy the taste.
Oh, you enjoy the taste.
It's not bad. It's just like neutral. Like, we've had some on this that are like gross as hell.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
I think nothing will ever beat the vanilla one for me.
No, that was the worst.
Dude, you even hated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vanilla?
Ooh. It was like vanilla sparkling energy water. I was like, fucking every word is
it
worse.
It reminds me of that.
Like, vanilla, no. Sparkling, what? Energy, huh? Water, you're like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
The scene, and I think you should leave within the game show. It's like, figure out what you do.
Yeah.
You had all summer.
Oh, it's a chunky.
It's a chunky. Oh. Yeah, if an energy drink is bad, it's a chunky. That's what they fucking call it now. Chunky.
Fucking brutal.
Do you drink energy drinks ever?
I used to drink them, like, the bad ones a lot, and then I was like, I gotta stop doing this. So I just drink a ton of seltzer now.
Okay.
And coffee.
Seltzer and coffee.
Yeah.
You ever mix them together?
Coffee and seltzer?
Yeah.
No, people do that with espresso, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll put
an affogato. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Some shit like that.
Yeah. No, affogato is ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That's
and espresso.
Ice cream. Yeah, fuck.
But some people put seltzer in their like they'll it's like a
yeah, instead of water, instead of like an Americano with water, it'll be seltzer.
That makes sense to me. It's like someone you'll make smoothies with green tea instead of just water.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Sure. I get that.
Yeah, I used to drink the bad energy drinks, so, and then I was like, this is.
But like what? What was your go-to?
Red Mountain Dew kickstarts.
Oh, okay.
Red Mountain Dew kickstarts.
I think it's such a funny thing to be like, yeah, for the morning.
Yeah.
Soda
yeah.
for breakfast.
Kickstart.
Dude, it was like, I look back, I'm like, I can't believe I was like.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I was like three a day when I lived in Boston. Shit. I was just like pound three of those a day. And I just like look like a normal guy, and I look back at it, and I was like, how was I not like a? How did I not look like a middle-aged mother in like Nebraska? Like,
yeah,
how
sure.
Was I not,
well, you were fucking 20 or whatever.
How did
yeah,
you
I
not
it.
Have like the biggest yellow circles under your yeah, eyes
right?
of all time?
I'm like, dude, I had no business not looking like Larry Bird.
They Mountain Dew has had multiple different energy drinks, and I've tried all of them, obviously, because yeah. there's Kickstart. Which is like energy soda, kind mm-hmm, of. Mm-hmm. And then there was Amp.
With a little bit of juice.
Yeah, with a little bit of juice.
5% juice.
Yeah. 5% juice. They serve it. They have it.
Someone just spitting in the can.
They have the AM one was like orange juice, and they serve it at Taco Bell breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah. It used to come in the machine.
That's so funny.
You could get it in the machine, which is crazy. But they also had Amp.
It'd be funny if they had a woman walking around with two like coffee pots like at a diner and but like give you Amp. Different flavors.
That's for like the people. When you go, like, especially if you like go on the road, you'll see people where they have, like, the fat triceps. You ever seen, like, guys or, like, ladies with, like,
yeah.
their fat,
yeah.
just, but it looks like a giant,
muscle.
Jacked, like,
yeah,
steroid
yeah.
tricep?
Yeah.
Because it's like, your body's just like, dude, we can't just put this on your elbows.
Yeah, you can't, you need your elbows to bend.
You can't, it's going to pull you down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to put it up a little high.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really like adding spackle to a house.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it goes.
Dude. You'll get to parts of the South where everybody looks like Picasso paintings. They're just
what's
like
your
circles
nose
coming out of weird foot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that is some shit where it's like in New York and LA, I'm like, I'm gross. Mm-hmm. And then I go to other places and I'm like, I'm the hottest guy
like, I'm fucking
in
hot,
the
dude.
City.
Yeah, right.
My pants fit.
Yeah, oh God.
I can effectively walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm killing it.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. But that also that thought has spawned some of the worst jokes in the entire world.
I'm yeah.
Like, in New York, I'm a fucking fool. I was talking about this with Chloe Radcliffe the other day. Just being like, someone being like, oh, yeah, here I'm a six. And you're like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Dude. She was like, whatever number, this is funny, like whatever number you think you are, minus three.
Uh-huh.
Two, if you don't want to hurt your own feelings.
Sure.
But three is what your real number
yeah.
is. Like, because you're like, I'm like a five or a six, and then you, like, go to the West Village, and you see, like, just, like, models.
Yeah.
Gorgeous people.
Like, super, like, legit supermodels walking around. You're like, I'm not even the same species as you.
Yeah.
Dude.
I feel like tens are, you're professionally attractive.
Yeah.
That's what the ten
your
is.
Job is being
your
hot.
Your job is being hot. Nine and eights, you're like an actor.
Yeah.
So you're professionally hot to a degree, but you have a skill.
You have a skill.
That is, but is necessitated by your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Sevens, you are the hottest non-professional person you can get. Like that's about as yeah. hot as you can get.
You're a super yeah. hot accountant.
Exactly. Whatever
yeah, yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
You would be on one of those like weird like sexiest doctors.
Yeah, exactly.
In
yeah.
New York
people
City
have
list.
Written articles about how attractive you
yeah,
are
yeah, yeah.
because
but
you have a job.
But you also just happen to do something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a doctor with abs.
Yeah.
You're
yeah exactly.
A fucking,
yeah.
You're a fucking creative director with really big pecs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or a hot woman item.
Whatever women that have
yeah, yeah,
that are
yeah. But here's the thing. There's, I don't have to. I'm not going to dissect women's bodies on here. But it's
not
like,
here.
Not here. Other places when I record it.
Our,
it's the thing where it's like, okay, you're like, you're the hot woman who is completely flat.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're the hot woman who has the craziest body I've ever seen. Uh-huh. And it's like, they're both hot, but...
Wildly different.
But wildly different. But hot guys, it seems like there's a very...
A smaller of, fit. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, this is the guy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, yeah.
like, oh, Idris Elba and Chris Evans
yeah.
are not... There's, they don't look, they don't have the same
the filter's changed.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But that's
dude,
it.
But I always think like, dude, there's like there are like you walk around New York City and you'll see someone like a celebrity like Blake Lively, you're like, God, she's gorgeous, so hot, or like Scarlett Johansson, you're like, man, she's gorgeous. But then you walk around New York City and you see a lot of women that I think are comparably beautiful
uh-huh.
to those women. There are four guys on earth that look as good as Idris Elba.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
have
yeah.
almost none of those. Men have, we no. have almost no guys that good looking.
Yeah.
Like, that guy is a commodity.
That's why it's like the sexiest man alive, there's been guys that have gotten it more than once.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough hot guys to be like, hey, here's a new hot guy. And you're like, not really.
He's a guy.
He has a nice hairline.
Sure.
He's a great hairline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like Bradley Cooper again, I guess, is the only one that only has one chin.
Yeah. <He's> like,
they're just going to like teenagers. Like, this is a hot teenager. Yeah. Right?
Please,
like,
please adult.
Come on.
We said
please
man.
Adult.
We said man, not male.
They're like, I don't know, man. I mean.
Like, I guess Timothy Chalamet kind of looks like a lady, which is sexy in a different way, which is why I'm attracted
which
to
which scares me.
Yeah, yeah. But it's always so funny.
It's like, dude, I know we're going to look like pedophiles, but I mean, it's either this hot kid or that weird fat guy.
Yeah.
So what do you want? We're wrong either way.
Come on, man.
Kevin James is hot for his personality, I guess.
Sure.
Come on. Yeah.
All right, let's move into the...
Yeah, okay. Oh, we got another one?
We got
all
one
right.
More.
This is another...
Great.
Segment?
Yeah, another segment.
Are we reviewing something?
No, a little bit.
Yeah, kind of.
If you think about it, it's Luke, this segment is called
Why'd You Tweet That?
It's called Why'd You Tweet That?
There we go. Is this going to be one of my tweets?
Oh, going to be a bunch of your tweets.
Oh,
all right. Tweet number one.
Oh, God. You do this to everybody, right?
Yeah.
it's
just our way of doing an intervention, being like, dude, bro, your tweets.
Wow,
Instagram's crushing
this
Twitter, man.
This is such a good idea for a segment. I hate you. I hate how good of an idea this is. You're evil, dude.
Okay.
Oh, you fucks.
Again,
oh,
Luke Tuma,
God.
Welcome to... No.
Why'd you tweet that?
Tweet number one. I won't drink tap water unless it's through a Brita filter, but I'll drink tequila out of the cup that my friend keeps his toothbrush in.
Why'd you tweet that?
Why'd you tweet that?
Because I was trying to highlight how much of a scumbag I am when I drink, like how much of a scumbag drinking will make me.
Absolutely. Very
good.
Very good. Very good.
That's it.
It's gonna get worse.
I mean, it's your tweets.
Hey, man, you wrote the
song. Wrote the fucking things. Tweet number two. I hate when food bloggers just post pictures of tuna tartare and fancy desserts. Bitch, I know you have sad Domino's nights like the rest of us.
Why'd you tweet that?
I stand by that statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first tweet, 4 retweets, 16 likes. This one, 6 retweets, 15 likes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were doing the metrics now.
I think we should.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, for my Twitter, those aren't bad numbers.
These are pretty good numbers.
Dude, that's crushing it.
I'm like, dude, this is pretty good. Hey, you bring out some good tweets.
I want the listeners to follow.
Dude, you got to remember, I'm 24, so when Twitter came out, I was like 14, and I grew up in Buffalo, New York. So, homeboys, you better believe I deleted about 40 tweets with the word faggot. I mean, I was like, I should search back to make sure I didn't say that, and I was like, it looks like this was the only thing I was saying, I guess. 2011? This is the only word in my vocabulary.
when people were getting in trouble for like old tweets, I was word searching my Twitter to make sure I didn't say anything bad.
Yeah.
And there's like one or two, but then like your word search stays, and I was afraid of my word search
being leaked.
Like I had a bunch of bad words because I was making sure I didn't tweet them.
Yeah.
But the word search itself was bad. I'm like, oh no, someone can see this. Oh my God.
I think I joined Twitter late enough and I had already been in comedy for like maybe a couple months where I'm like, okay, I know people are getting mad at people for tweeting like bad shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so I was like, I was conscious as soon as I got on Twitter. Cause I got on Twitter late also.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. We can't tweet the things we say all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tweet number three.
Yeah.
How many do we do?
Three. Last one.
Oh, sweet.
16. You gotta be. Oh, wait, are you pressing?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You do it after.
Tweet number three. You gotta be a huge fucking creep to make mannequins for a living.
Why'd you tweet that?
2 retweets, 4 likes.
Dude, nobody needed that. Nobody needed that observation of the world. People were gonna be like, dude, this guy, he's speaking the truth, man.
Truth to power.
Oh my God.
Dude, here's the thing, though.
Follow Luke Tuma at Luke Tuma.
Oh, thank
you. I saw a mannequin at American Apparel, the one right over by Penn Station. Between Penn Station and FIT, the one that was on like... was at 6th Avenue and like 29th Street or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the year, I don't know, 2011, 2012. And the mannequin had a full bush. I was like, I don't want to fuck this mannequin.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this mannequin. I could just tell. I could tell me and this mannequin would have a lot of the same musical tastes.
Yeah. Do you think that mannequin... The mannequin maker for that mannequin, is he just... Is he a creep or just super progressive?
I don't like how you're assuming it's a man, first of all.
Wow, that's a good point.
Thank you so much.
I think it was American Apparel's call.
I think that's a Dove Cheney call.
Let's get some pubes on this mannequin.
That's so funny.
Leif is drinking more than the energy drink.
Dude, people talk shit about cancel culture, but cancel culture makes everything hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, people are so scared of getting canceled, they're like, dude, we got to find pews for this mannequin.
Yeah, we're not including.
A lot of our clients have really long pubes spilling out of the side of their underwear, and I think our mannequins need to show that.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I get casting, because I'm on a casting website, I get like casting notices.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so funny how like a lot of modeling things are like, no professional models. We want not very attractive people. Like, they're just say ugly. You're looking for ugly people.
Regular
now.
Person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, everything's like, we need real plumbers. And it's like, do you think a plumber's on a fucking casting website? Like,
yeah, what?
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, 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 plum.
Like, I am a plum.
I plum.
Dude, I love how, like, that's how like, much they want representation to be accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're like, we need actual plumbers. Like, they're bringing guys in for the interview. And he's, like, dressed up like the plumber. They're like, sir, you look like a plumber, but have you ever said the N-word?
He's like, yeah. I'm a plumber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, yeah, but your wife doesn't look like she's ever been hit.
So
yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Hey, come on.
Copper?
I called my wrench the N-word the other day. Like,
okay,
like,
Jesus, right, sir.
Here's $75,000.
Please take this new
Thank
job.
You.
You're the new spokesperson for Tresemme.
Strong enough for a plumber.
Strong enough for a plumber.
Good for you.
Dude, I don't got any fucking dead ends anymore.
The only dead end is this fucking marriage I'm in.
Yeah. That's
not the script.
It's this fucking knuckle sandwich when it hits your face.
He's like, did you or did you not want me?
Yeah.
You wanted me? Let me say it. One for me, one for you.
Yeah, my hair's got volume. You know what else has volume? This fucking Kid Rock song, dude.
It slaps.
Okay, but here's the thing.
What?
About Kid Rock.
Dude, are you going to start the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm going to start the thing about Kid Rock.
Okay.
Wow, you got a Kid Rock thing.
He's the greatest American entertainer that's ever lived.
Jesus Christ, I do not condone.
Yes, you do. Don't fucking lie like you don't. Watch Kid Rock, his entrance at Woodstock 99.
Okay, fair.
And tell me anyone's ever done anything better.
Have you seen it?
No.
He walks out in so Kid Rock, 1999. Yeah. I would, not the height of his power.
No.
But the start of his ascension.
Absolutely.
And he's at Woodstock 99. There's a sea of people. It's still full sun.
Oh yeah,
full
day.
Sunlight out. And it's whatever, August, in the middle of a field. The hottest place you could ever be.
Yeah.
He walks out in a full white fur coat and a white, like, fedora.
Yeah.
But, like, a cool, like a, not a cool one.
Like a pimp fedora.
Yeah, like a pimp fedora.
Not a I play video games fedora.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he walks out, and there's someone on stage waiting for him so he could take off his fur coat and hat and give it to them. And underneath, he's wearing a red Yankees jersey and red pants. And the person that takes his hat and coat hands him a red fedora to put on to match the outfit.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty
and
intense.
Then he fucking kicks into Ba with the Ba. And it's fucking chaos.
So he wore the white outfit for like 30 feet.
Yeah, he put it on when he was walking on the stage. And then there was someone waiting there for him to take it off and then give him the red fedora to put on, and then I think the thing flies off in about 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. This is so funny.
But dude,
wow,
it's the fucking sickest thing. And I'm like, comedy. I watch it and I go, comedy sucks ass. The amount of fun people have watching one song is more than most comedy specials.
Oh yeah, have you compacted all the fun? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally, dude.
Oh. Such a song like that, Ba Wada Ba.
Dude,
that's
and the
so
fucking
fun.
Intro is fucking long. They're really riding on the hi hat.
Like, has he ever answered the question to what the fuck Ba Wada Ba is?
Dang da dang diggy diggy.
Oh.
God damn it. Was right there
it is. The diggy says thank the boogie you. Says I'll jump the boogie. I don't see what the fucking. What are you even asking me right now, dude? You sound crazy.
It's crazy. That's
You're
okay.
Like, that was an asinine.
Imagine trying to write a joke with no real words.
Yeah, man. Robin Williams was very successful. What are you talking about, man?
My knuckles are hard. They're hairy.
I feel like you're a legend, but.
That's like, you have to have so much charisma to do that. I've seen like Godfrey is known for being able to kill for like people from all across the world. Like they're bring him to Saudi Arabia and he'll just like kill, and I've seen him kill for like European people, because at a certain point you're just like, I mean, he's fucking nailing these noises, dude. You're like, dude, he is murdering with sounds.
What a face. Well, he's doing.
I'm watching a beautiful man do onomatopoeia.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're like, oh, why did France love Jerry Lewis so much? You're like, oh, he was just doing goofy faces and it's like, yeah, that doesn't matter. There's no language on Glavin.
No.
Like, it's not a word.
It literally is something we can all agree is funny.
Yeah.
You're just like, I mean, this is pretty, I mean, this is.
comedy like that is basically just a fail video.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You're just watching a body do something funny.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, yeah.
Jerry Lewis is as funny as Baby Eats Lemon first time. That's how I read it. Same thing.
But for real, fuck Jerry Lewis.
Dude, I hate him. Like, I think he sucks.
Like, you know him. You love him. He is the Charlie bit my finger of comedy.
He's actually opening. Charlie bit my finger is opening for the Bagel Boss.
Oh, that's great.
On Long Island.
Oh,
dude,
amazing.
Who's opening for him? I would love.
Okay. So,
it's a bunch of comics, right?
It's like, a lot of comics.
So, you know what sucks is, you know, Charlie from Charlie Bit My Finger. Like, that was a while ago. Like, that kid sucks now. He's got a streetwear brand. Like,
dude, he's definitely addicted to painkillers.
Oh, right. Oh, my
but
God.
Yeah, but the Bagel Boss guy is doing comedy on Long Island. I know, like, the room. It's a room that I literally wouldn't do. From the first time I did comedy.
Oh, it was like that bad.
It's bad.
Is it a club?
No. I mean.
Is it a room?
It's a room.
There you go.
So it's like a 15 comic bringer show, basically.
God.
And he's headlining at a room in a hotel next to the airport. On Long
room?
Island.
Room? Okay. Oh, my God.
You don't want to say the name of the club.
I don't know if it's a club.
It's like Cerebrus of Sadness.
It's called like fucking. It's like one of those like Lifehouse Comedy, some fucking dumb name like that, and they just like run this room.
For sure.
But it's like literally like I'm E-level road comics do it. Like if a comic you've heard of is doing it, you should be concerned for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like they're having a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even if you're like, it's a thing where it's like, oh, like, Artie Lang's doing it. You're like, he should be in rehab then.
Yeah.
The only reason he's doing it is to get money tonight.
For tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only, like, there's, like, no one respect that you would ever heard of would, like, do that room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's usually, like, fuck it.
It's like the comedy version of, like, prostitution. Like, the only reason you're doing this because you're like, I need $500 cash right now.
Yeah. Or it's like, this is the only place they'll hire Jimmy the Zucchini fucking guy doing fucking jokes like that. Fucking Franklin Ravioli doing his fucking, hey, what's up with people in Wontaw jokes?
Yeah, like, hyper-specific area jokes.
I was over in Port Jeff Station, and they're like, boo.
Hear me out.
They're not as good as people from Medford, and you're like, yeah! And you're like, those fucking whores in Center Reach. And they're like, people in Center Reach aren't fucking...
I've heard of it.
I spit on him at the Dunkin' Donuts on 25A.
Oh, dude, just like, murdering.
Like murdering with a fucking pint glass of scotch. drinking a pint glass of scotch and your face is so red you think it's going to fucking pop.
God.
Like, that's what that shit
is.
A guy whose credit is like MTV, like Comedy Central, and he was on one of those fucking like, pre-premium blend clip shows, and it's like, oh, his bit is he's doing the sound of a vacuum cleaner. crushing.
You watch him from the back of the room, you're like, oh, does he use a cigar? He smokes a cigar on stage? And they're like, no, that's actually just seven cigarettes bound together.
I just need it.
You think it's Palo Santo? cigarettes that he's lighting and
why is that guy saging? Never mind.
This is like, eight Newports in a bundle.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Everyone's rider is a different bandana. It's fucking brutal. And they're crushing harder than I've ever crushed in my entire life.
Annihilate.
Dude, just a bunch of other people that are like, fucking say the N-word.
Yeah, say it!
I want to hear it!
I got a babysitter for tonight!
Say it! I paid $400 to come to the Clarion Hotel in Ronkonkoma. You fucking better say the N-word. It's the fucking saddest life. And that could have been me. I could have just stayed there
easily
and done that. I could have been the fucking, I could have headlined there.
Dude. Oh, my God.
15 comics is, I think, is too many. That's my issue.
That's your stance?
Sure.
But
shorter
at least they all brought five people that only want to see them, begrudgingly.
God, dude.
What other art form is kind of held together by bringers?
Dude, imagine a bringer.
Rappers have to do that.
Rappers have to do it?
Yeah, they'll have to do
so. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not really.
They have to buy. There's a thing within the, like, with rappers, they have to, like, buy the tickets from the promoter,
then sell them. Yeah,
these guys are like dirtbags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's, like I've seen that in, like, hardcore and metal, but, like, almost like an adjacent scene that I'm, like, not.
Okay.
That it's like, oh, this guy is just doing it to make money, like, pay to play shit. Mm-hmm. It's like.
Yeah.
But yeah, imagine like a bringer art gallery.
Yeah.
Where like you have to bring 10 people and then you can hang a painting up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just stare at your painting.
Yeah, and people go like, oh, interesting. It's blue. Yeah. All right. Oh, wow.
Rectangle.
Red.
Wow.
Face. That's a painting.
Can't take that away from you.
Yeah.
I want to.
God.
I would like to take it away and put it in the garbage can. I want to buy it so I can break it.
Yeah.
Dude, those D road rooms, those are just like, God,
it's brutal.
And they're so drunk, and they just want you to shit on them.
Yeah.
They just want you to shit on them.
So weird.
It has to have, like...
And you're just like, just go to therapy.
Yeah.
Or a dominatrix, dude.
Yeah.
Or a dominatrix. You're the comedy version of a dominatrix. Like, literally, they want you to be up there, what's up, you fucking morons? And they're like, screaming.
I have a low IQ.
Yeah,
I,
they're really, like, cheering for, like, yeah, I suck,
yeah,
dude.
Doing fucking comedy at, like, a firehouse in some fucking town.
Like, dude, and you'll notice it where you like you'll just do like a little quip and like I used to do those rooms in Boston and it'll like explode and you're like that was it. You're like and they love you like hey man you're fat and the guy's like I am fat that's right like
stands true up, like, look at it
dude, yeah
I remember there was like they used to do comedy at the firehouse like in my town and if you got off on the highway coming from like heading west you would get off. And there was a BJ's, like, the store, like, the fucking, like, Costco kind of place. There's BJ's and a Hooters.
Horny Costco.
And then literally every guy was like, Hooters and a BJ's, this is my kind of town. I'm going to fucking kill myself in front of you.
I'm going to set puku in front of your motherfucking face.
What town are you from, Long Island?
Central Islip. A beautiful town.
Central Islip. Where is that?
It's, like, right in the middle.
Yeah.
There's, like, nothing there. There's a casino there now.
I did a show in Huntington.
Okay. That's like 25 minutes away from where I'm from.
They were all old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing on Long Island. The comedy is... Oh, did you do it at the movie theater?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Cinema Arts Center.
Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of movies there, and it's always old people. Only old people, because it's like they play like small run movies and indie stuff, and it's like no one fucking cares except old people that are like... We're going to, like, we want to keep this going.
Yeah.
So I can't. How was doing comedy there? Bad?
It actually was better than I thought it was going to be. I just actually really wanted to be entertained. So it ended up being better than I thought it was going to be. I opened for Tim Dillon there.
Oh, okay.
And it was, like, packed, but they were all that old. And he literally, like, he was killing. He literally was just like, you're so fucking old. Like, just, like, yelling at them that they're old. But they were old.
Dude. Yeah. Opening for Tim there is like kind of, that's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, I think it was probably better for that reason because he's from around there. So it's like they were at least excited to see someone they know.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much just coming to generally see comedy. I think they're old people that like are friends of his dad and shit.
Oh, okay.
It was before he had like legitimate fans.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that room is, because it's just like in the cafe, right?
Dude, it's so weird. It's where people usually watch movies.
Yeah. And it was in the theater?
It was like, or maybe it was technically a cafe, but there was a stage.
Oh, okay.
There was like a pretty good sized stage.
I mean,
it felt, I think we were in a fucking movie theater.
That's weird. Yeah. Because I think like, I saw people.
Maybe a place where they project, like where they do like a live watch. I don't know. Like events, but you're still watching something on a projection screen.
Because I think when it first started, it was literally just like in where you go and buy popcorn and shit. Like for the movie.
Like the little first room.
The first room with like there's like a bunch of tables in there, but then there's just like you go and buy popcorn or like a fucking cookie before the movie. And I think that's where it like the show originally was.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was in there, honestly. Yeah, I kind of do remember popcorn machines.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, because like headliners will still do it.
Yeah.
Like I saw like Mark Norman was going there. I was like, you don't have to do that room
anymore,
man.
Don't do it.
You don't have to do that room anymore.
God.
But I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll literally do anything. I'm from Long Island. I've almost never had a good set there, especially after moving away.
Weird.
On Long Island?
Yeah. I like go back and everyone's like, fuck. Your pants suck, and I think you're gay, and you won't say it.
Driving me nuts.
Just fucking say it. And I'm like, I'm not. I like have all these jokes about my girlfriend. They're like, do you mean boyfriend?
Yeah.
Are you saying it wrong?
God,
and I'm like, no.
So funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
I promise. I'm not saying it wrong.
Yeah. God.
Girlfriend.
Dude.
I bombed. This is one of my funniest bombs. I've had a lot. I bombed at a show that was a benefit for a charity because my cousin had killed himself. So they were doing a benefit for like a suicide hotline.
Jesus.
And I fucking,
are you kidding?
I bombed in front of, I would say, my entire family and a bunch of other people.
God.
And then it was, yeah, because it was me. It was this was the lineup for the show. It was a guy doing spoken word.
Love it.
Me doing stand-up.
Same thing.
My uncle doing stand-up, because he used to do comedy, and he's, like, funny. And then a band.
Wow.
A Clash cover band.
Jesus Christ.
And it was just, like...
How did your uncle bomb?
He did better than me, but I was also, like, maybe 2 years in a, 2 or 3 years in a comedy, so I didn't have the
was
confidence...
Was he doing it at that point, or was he coming out of retirement for that show?
He hadn't done it in a little bit. So I think people were like excited to see him do it because he was like he was good at stand up. He just didn't. He's like always been like, I don't care enough to like almost the same thing as like Flanagan, where he's like, I don't want. He's like, I'm not going to move to the city. I like have a family and kids here, and I'm not going to like grovel at the comedy club to like try to get spots and like hang out. So he's like, I'm going to do it when I feel like it, and then I'm just not going to do it for a while. And then when he does it, he's like, oh, I'll just do this material I already have. Because it's not, like, topical shit.
What a sad reason to have to dust off the cleats.
Yeah. You're like, well, my cousin
You're like, Jimmy killed himself. Looks like it's time for me to come out of retirement.
Right. The jersey still fits.
Yeah. But he, like, I didn't have the confidence to, like, tell everyone to stop talking by the bar and, like, come and watch a show. But it's also, like, not my job to do that.
No, it's
not. But he did it because he, like, knew everyone there. And
what's
was,
his
like,
name?
I'm not going to say my uncle's name.
No?
Nah. I don't need to talk my... I don't want to say my family's name.
Don't say that.
Tommy Zucchini.
Tommy Zucchini. He's actually going to be... It's the Bagel Boss guy. He's going to be headlining. He's going to be headlining at the Clarion Hotel in Montcalm.
How many merch tables do you think he's going to have?
I think none. Mm. I think he's going to have a place where people can come and take a picture with him.
He's going to charge for that?
He is an idiot if he doesn't sell bagels.
Dude.
You gotta sell bagels.
He has to have T-shirts that say
you're not my father, or my boss, or my God.
Yeah. You're not God, or my father, or my boss.
Yeah, he has to have T-shirts that say that.
Design him some.
No, I don't want to give him something that nice.
No.
I'm not even that good at designing, but I'm better than him.
Yeah. I got a hot take. I think the guy that tackled him is also a lunatic.
Yeah, he did it right away.
Yeah, he was I've had enough.
I think they started the girl who started filming it probably filmed it after he was doing it for a while.
Yeah.
So what?
Would you not have intervened at all?
He wasn't hitting anyone.
No.
He was yelling.
Yeah.
Yelling, but it'd be like, hey, let's go outside.
It was a
but
tiny just fucking man.
Tackle
ranting.
Him.
But the dude, because the dude, like, got, you know, nose to stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's like that, if you're coming like that, I almost fucking turned around and hit the woman who pushed me last night.
So when Bagel Boss
on accident,
this is Bagel Boss and this is the big guy. Okay,
yeah.
Bagel Boss comes in his face and then backs out, and then the guy comes back in.
Yeah.
If you're gonna hit him right here.
Yeah.
When you get close,
that's when you grab him.
As you grab him and do.
Don't wait till you have a running start.
Yeah. You grab him.
Don't fucking tiki barber him.
Yeah. Don't tiki barber him. Give him a little foot trip. Give him a teep to the stomach. Maybe jab. You know, a sweeping hook, maybe? He's moving
in.
I'm
going
straight
to the throat. Fucking. Get the fuck. Yeah.
Especially as you get punched in the face.
That's how I get punched in the face?
Yep.
Not if I have a foot and a half on the guy.
All right. Okay. But
Not by that guy. By the Bagel Boss guy. There's no way I couldn't beat him in a fight.
Bagel Boss guy?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You'd beat him.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course I would.
But it's,
and you know what? October 5th at the Clarion Hotel in Ronkonkoma, I will be there rushing the stage.
Loser
and
quits comedy.
And I hope I lose on purpose. I'll throw the fight. Like, well, the Bagel Boss guy. Dude, that would be the way. Like, to be beaten in a fight by the Bagel Boss guy is like the ultimate embarrassment.
God.
You have to get a new name. You have to move to a different town.
For sure.
Just a different town on Long Island. Like, yeah, now I'm in Holbrook.
They have their own Bagel Boss guy.
Yeah.
It's oh, that,
his that, cameos are fucking brutal.
The egg sandwich racist.
His cameos? What are his cameos like?
He like is coked up or something and like doesn't do any of like even the minimal research people do, like, oh, your friend Tommy told me you like, he just starts it's fucking brutal.
The worst part, the worst part for me of the whole Bagel Boss situation is I had a joke that was kind of similar, like about just about a situation like that, and now I can't do it because it sounds like I'm talking about him. It was just literally about how if Long Island, because Long Island wanted to become its own state, and they've talked about it a bunch. So I go like, oh, if they did, their flag would just be a guy.
I remember this.
Would be a guy in dirty work boots waiting to say a racial slur at a deli, and yeah. Like that's literally the whole joke, which is not. It's like a fine joke.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, now I can't even do it.
Because it's just too similar to
it's too similar to this fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I also had a thing about how my brother bit my finger.
Charlie.
Yeah, my brother Charlie bit my finger, and I can't do that joke anymore. Can't do that joke anymore.
Damn it.
Actually, that joke too. Damn it, Daniel. It's like my friend Daniel is always fucking around. I'm like, damn it, Daniel.
And then I can easily change the name, but that takes away.
Like, and then I'd get off stage. And that was like the whole.
Damn it, Daniel. Were you in your white Vans? He was fucking at a painting company. And I'm like, I can't even do it anymore.
No. Dude, everyone's like, oh, it's so sad that like we do stand up and like Bagel Boss has a draw. But I'm like, it's not as sad as like when he has to turn to porn.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's also not.
Oh man, I got hard.
Yeah. Also, I think it's like, of course, like, it's not sad if he does stand up comedy. It's sad if he does stand up comedy and does it well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's sad.
Because that, because
then you're like, what the fuck am I even? Because it's like everyone thinks they can.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the
that
same thing
so
as those.
So funny though, if he was really good.
Yeah.
That would be. He just like got really good bits.
Yeah, you're like, oh fuck, I never thought about it. It was right there the whole time.
You're like, God damn it.
You're like, yeah, I guess men and women are different. But it's like, what's her name?
Dating
that has the
hard.
ESPN show, Katie Nolan,
uh-huh.
Where she like takes people. She like takes guys that tweet about how they could like, I could run the 40 faster than this person, and then like makes them do it.
Oh, that's hilarious!
It's so funny. But that's what this is. This is I could do comedy.
Yeah,
and then he goes up and fucking eats shit. For an hour, or fucking probably 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and walks off
he's
stage,
gonna do like 10.
And then it's like, no, you can't do it.
No,
it is a skill.
The
unfortunately,
the problem with comedy is the skill is making it look easy.
Yeah,
the skill is making it look like you just thought of it, and it's just an easy kind of thought.
Yeah. Totally.
Like he literally tweeted, like, "I'm just gonna go up there and find my voice."
Yeah. I'm like, that's the funniest thing he's ever said.
Yeah.
And you're going to he's like, on Friday, I'm going to go on stage and find my voice. Like, to fucking call your shot of when you're going to find your voice on
Babe
a specific
Ruth
day.
It.
Dude, right?
I think you found your voice and it's, it's while you're getting tackled.
Stop hitting me.
Yeah.
God. How many jokes is he going to do about traffic? Dude, he's
I think
I'd be surprised if he even gets that far.
No, you don't think he'll even do that?
Man, you ever be sitting in your car, that's your house, and it's fucking it's fucking red light. Like, dude, it wouldn't even be that.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a thing in Boston, man. You could watch three straight guys go up for these Boston crowds and be like, I'll be on the 93 and the traffic's like crazy. And I'm like, fuck you. And they like make like zonky faces. And I'm like, three in a row, I'm like, man, all three of these guys are just crushing right now.
That's the
stuff is killing, man.
We're like sitting here being like, oh, what's my fucking angle? It's like, shut up.
No.
Just be like, fucking, the sun is bright and it hurts my eyes when I look into it. And people are like, me too.
Sometimes when I bring an umbrella, it doesn't rain. And then when I don't bring an umbrella, it rains.
And then people are like, we love you,
dude.
Tommy Zucchini,
number one.
Did it?
I was like 20 in Boston. I'm like, dude, I gotta get a car. They're like, why, for road gigs? I'm like, nah, so I can write about traffic.
Dude, that was like some traffic material.
That was like when I was still living on Long Island and like doing mics there. Sometimes my girlfriend at the time would come and just like hang out there because she's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, this fucking thing. She's like, all right, whatever. And then she, like, she, these fucking hacks would do the same jokes for so long. She's like, I don't even see them that often, and I know what jokes they're gonna go do at the open mic.
God,
like,
that's embarrassing.
I know your jokes word for word. Like, we, like, you and I saw one of these guys recently, and he did a joke. You know, it's like a thing where it's like, it's not on a special, obviously, or anything, but it's like, yo, I saw you do that joke 8 years ago.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Is it me?
It's you.
Guy we know.
Guy we know?
No, it's a guy that I know from Long Island that Diego saw. But also, like, so you can see people that do 8-year-old jokes all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was that guy.
Oh, that. Yeah, that too.
I thought it was him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That too. Like, literally, like, that as well. I'll see him be like, man, I used to see you when I was starting open mics.
Yeah.
And I would see you do these jokes.
It's like, dude, no.
Yeah. It's done.
It's done.
The joke's done.
Yeah.
There's nothing else you can add to it.
Yeah.
The saddest part about that is when that set finally gets on Conan and then nothing happens after that.
Yeah. You're like, wow.
God. Yeah.
That was
dude,
a long
right?
time.
Yeah. God, you're like, well, you worked hard. You did work hard at it.
Definitely were there.
Yeah. That's so sad. Fuck. God damn it.
Dude, if that's the thing, that's one of the biggest fears. The fear is never getting on TV.
Yep.
And then getting on TV and doing so poorly that it's a joke.
Yeah.
And stuff
dude.
Like that.
Oh, within comics is like an inside
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, yeah. Like everyone's sending your Conan around being like, look how fucking bad he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. That's like a huge thing. We love doing that.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. That would be terrible to be the punchline Conan set.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a.
I can't wait to stop recording so we can talk about which ones we're talking about.
Speaking of which. Luke, why
yeah,
are your socials?
Do some plugs.
Follow me on Twitter, dude. I got to get those numbers
get
up.
Get those numbers up.
Follow me on Twitter. Find some toxic old tweets of mine and send them, send
they've
them to
deleted,
us.
They've been deleted, we think.
Twitter at Luke.Tuma, or at Luke Tuma, LukeTouma, and Instagram at Luke.Tuma, LukeTouma.
It's beautiful. Fantastic. And, great Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
He puts up stand up clips every week. It's fucking we're just killing it. Well, big fan.
Well, thank you guys.
We used to host an MMA podcast.
We used to host
we didn't talk anything about the
no, we didn't at all.
That
we
drive
didn't.
We did and your car blew up.
Oh yeah, we got more to talk about.
Well, I
dude.
Guess we'll just have to have Luke back.
Oh my God. Oh, look at that. Follow Mike at Mike Abruzzi. Follow me, this Diego Lopez, BrainMachineNetwork.com, alittletimepod@gmail.com for any questions and concerns.
Yep.
Follow alittletimepod at Instagram and Twitter at alittletimepod.
And follow Leaf at Outdoor Thought.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's perfect.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.